This is Fresh Air. The young African writer Fiston Mwanza Muzila won several international prizes for his debut novel Tram 83, a freewheeling tale about life in an imaginary city-state, clearly inspired by his home country, the Democratic Republic of Congo. An English translation of the book has just been released by Deep Vellum Publishing in Dallas. Our critic at large, John Powers, who once took a 24-day boat trip up the Congo River, says this book presents Central Africa from the inside.
If you ask me the scariest place I've ever been, I would instantly say the Democratic Republic of Congo, formerly Zaire, whose cruel past has led to a disastrous present. I'll never forget lying in my hotel bed and hearing the nightly machine gun fire on the nearby streets. And this was during peacetime, not during Congo's two largely ignored wars of the 1990s and early aughts that killed three times as many people as the current wars in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Syria combined. I've read a lot about Congo, but nearly always by outsiders. So I was excited to get my hands on Tram 83, an exuberantly dark first novel by Fiston Mwanza Muzila, a 34-year-old writer who was born in Lubumbashi, a teeming city in southeast Congo, but who now lives in Graz, Austria. Evoking everyone from Bruegel to Henry Miller to Céline, Fiston, as he's known, plunges us into a world so anarchic it would leave even Ted Cruz begging for more government. The hero is Lucien, a struggling writer fleeing the hinterlands. He arrives by train in an unnamed city-state run by a warlord, where foreigners come to pillage the mineral resources and exploited locals struggle to survive. If they're lucky, they eat dog meat kebabs. Lucien is met at the station by his old pal, nicknamed Requiem, who we quickly grasp is involved in some sort of dodgy business. Requiem takes Lucien to the city's true crossroads, a music-filled nightclub called Tram 83 that caters to immediate pleasure and boils with all manner of humanity. In this socially stratified African Weimar, you find tourists and greedy globalizers from the multinationals. You find weary miners, unpaid civil servants, and unemployed college grads. You find grifters and drug dealers and hookers, many of them so-called baby chicks, underage girls who, like everyone else, are just trying to keep alive. Where the cynical Requiem wallows in Tram 83, he has no interest in the past or the future, Lucien is a former history student who unnerves the club's denizens by constantly scribbling in notebooks and working on a progressive play to be produced in Paris. Fiston uses the pair's forays into society's underbelly to see which of their approaches to reality will win out. Will the amoral Requiem get his moral comeuppance? Or will the idealistic Lucien succumb to all the heaving flesh? Or given the inescapable chaos, does it even matter what individuals believe? Now I realize that Tram 83 may sound bleak, like those earlier classic novels about Congo, Joseph Conrad's Heart of Darkness, whose title says it all, and V.S. Naipaul's A Bend in the River, with its cheerless opening line, "The world is what it is." Certainly, Fiston has no doubts that Congo is what it is. It's a place where, as Requiem says, "the mightier crush the mighty defecate in the mouth of the weak sequestrate the weaker do each other in, and then split for elsewhere." And yet the book's not a downer. When I traveled in Congo, I was always amazed by the vitality that shimmered through even the most downtrodden slums. Fiston captures that surging life force, too. If his portrait of Congo makes it appear socially and politically hopeless, what's hopeful is the spirit of his writing, which crackles and leaps with energy. Rather than moralize, he transfigures harsh reality with abounding inventive bebop-style prose, translated from the French with light-footed skill by Roland Glasser. Fiston evokes the textures of the city in all its deliriousness, blowing marvelous riffs on everything from the sleaziness of foreign visitors to the differing shapes of streetwalkers' buttocks to the way the poor patrons of Tram 83 like jazz, because it's so classy. Virtually every scene is punctuated by the come-ons of the prostitutes, too lewd to quote here, that serve almost like a Greek chorus repeatedly saying, "Live for now, live for now, live for now." And are they right? Fiston thinks not. But he also pretty clearly doesn't see any way of living for the future in Congo, whose essence is embodied in Tram 83, where everything and everyone is for sale. The best you can do, his book suggests, is get the heck out of there. and then tell the world what you saw.
John Powers is film and TV critic for Vogue and Vogue.com. He reviewed Tram 83 by Fistone Mwanza Muzila. We want to correct a mistake in yesterday's review of Patti Smith's memoir, M Train. Our book critic Maureen Corrigan said that there is no M Train in New York. Listeners who live in New York and ride the M Train know better. I want to remind you that our podcast is a great way to catch up on Fresh Air interviews you missed. You'll be able to listen when and where you want. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, John Myers, John Sheehan, Heidi Simon, and Teresa Madden. I'm Terry Gross.